Okay, hello, KDNK listeners. This is Seth Goddard with CMC Community Stories. Of course, I've got Mr. Frank Guitar Martin here on the strings in studio.
Hello.
Oh, it's good to hear your voice, Frank. And my special guest in studio today as well, Dr. Heather Exby, the Dean of the Spring Valley and Glenwood Springs campuses of CMC. Heather, it's good to see you.
Hi, Seth. Hi, Frank.
Hello.
And, of course, always on the board, the man of executive control here is CMC alum Raleigh Burley, also known as the director of programs here at KDNK. And, of course, for KDNK listeners, I do want to remind you that challenge grants can be made today during this show, and they will be matched, I believe. Are they going to be matched, Raleigh?
Yes, yeah, so any donations will be matched by...
Any donations will be matched by Basalt Regional Library. Thank you, Basalt Regional Library. Okay, well, on today's show, we're going to be talking with Heather about all the exciting occurrences that have happened up at the Spring Valley campus this week, as well as some upcoming events. And I also had the chance to speak recently with, MindUp, which is the Goldie Hawn Foundation's program to bring mindfulness into schools. We are going to be partnering with them in September, on September 20th and 21st, to bring their curriculum to all of the teachers of the CMC district. So I had a wonderful opportunity to speak with Sandy Connolly. So we're going to go right now to a recorded conversation that we had on the phone so you can learn more about what's upcoming. If you are a teacher or if you know a teacher or if you have a student who knows a teacher, I think you'll find this to be really interesting. Well, I am so pleased to have on the line with us today Sandy Connolly, the U.S. Director of Training and Partnerships for MindUp, part of the Goldie Hawn Foundation. Sandy, would you please go ahead and say hi to our radio listeners?
Hello. It is such a pleasure to be here today. Thank you so much, Seth, for having me to talk about MindUp, which is a really amazing curriculum that is really in place to support kids from the earliest ages into their adolescence. So we're really excited to be able to talk with you about it today.
Well, and we're excited to have you on because CMC is partnering with MindUp for a conference, a two-day conference, September 20th and 21st at the CMC Morgridge Commons in downtown Glenwood Springs. Sandy, I guess I'd like to just jump right in. If you could briefly describe the MindUp curriculum that would be presented to our teachers so that they can understand and our parents can understand what it is that we're bringing to the classroom.
I would love to. And first, can I jump in and just say how amazing it is to be able to provide this for you, to be able to provide this at no cost to these teachers and teachers-to-be. It really falls in line with, you know, Academy of Award-winning actress Goldie Hawn's mission to make MindUp accessible to all students and all teachers so that they can build the tools and skills to manage the stresses and navigate the challenges that we face in today's world. So thank you so much for putting that effort together. We're really happy to partner with you as well. A little bit about the MindUp curriculum that I'd like to share with you is, most importantly, MindUp is a neuroscience-based curriculum. Everything we do in this curriculum is linked back to how it affects our brain. As a matter of fact, the very first lesson, we teach the children about their brain so that they know when they're feeling certain emotions or they're feeling like they're losing some control or they can't navigate a situation well, we teach them what's happening in their brain so they have an understanding of, aha, that's what's happening. And then we teach them, what can you do about it to help navigate and bring ourselves back into that self-regulation where we can manage some of those emotions that are a bit challenging at times to get a hold of. Our curriculum is based on four pillars, As a matter of fact, we're based in neuroscience. We are the neuroscience underpinnings guide every lesson, as I was mentioning before. And we're also based in positive psychology. So if you know a little bit about positive psychology, we do know that when people are facing challenges, the positive psychologists have studied people that thrive even in challenging situations, and they found out that they have certain skills and attributes that help them navigate those situations better. And so what we do is we learn from them, and we've woven those into our curriculum to help teach them to kids from, you know, early as age 3 to start developing those skills, so that when they do face challenges, they have some skills in place to navigate that more effectively. Some of you teachers out there that are listening would be aware of something we're going to talk about, which is social-emotional learning, which has become a really strong component of education, because what we've discovered through the last decade or 2 decades of research is that when children are socially connected to others and they feel emotionally safe and secure, they actually learn better. So if we neglect that piece of their development, we're doing them a disservice on many levels, as well as their ability to be successful academically as well.
The fourth
pillar of Mind Up is based in the mindful awareness practices that help us to become present, that help us to become able to focus clearly on what's happening in the present moment, that enable us to calm the thoughts that distract us from being most successful at what we're trying to attend to. So those mindfulness practices are woven into the curriculum as well to really strengthen the skills that it takes to be successful in anything, whether it's academics or sports or being in a relationship and building healthy relationships with others. So there's the foundation of, or the framework of Mind Up that's put into place.
On the line with us today, Sandy Connolly, the U.S. Director of Training and Partnerships for Mind Up, the Goldie Hawn Foundation. And Sandy, thank you for explaining so well what will be presented to the teachers who choose to attend this conference September 20th and 21st. For those of you who are teachers and want to learn more, you can just visit coloradomtn.edu, search for Mind Up, one word, and you will see more about the conference. We look forward to hosting as many teachers from around the CMC district as possible in the room for that 2-day conference. And Sandy, if you could explain a little bit about what is about the curriculum that teachers might integrate into their daily routine. Do you have an example that...
I'd love to talk about that, because in Mind Up, after we teach the teachers and we teach the students about their brain and what's actually happening when they're experiencing challenging emotions that make it difficult to stay on task, we actually teach them skills and tools to help better regulate those emotions. And so one of the things that we do in our curriculum on a regular basis is called the brain break, which is really stopping and really focusing and attending just to the breath, paying attention to the air as it enters the body, as they inhale, and then as they exhale, just noticing that air leaving the body. And we do this repeatedly for a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, just noticing if our mind wanders off and gets distracted by some of those thoughts that pop into our head often about things we have to do in the future, or even things that happened earlier in the day that happened in the past. And what the practice does is then help us to notice when our minds are wandering off, noticing it, and then redirecting our attention back to the present moment, which is just focusing on the breath and what it feels like to be in that moment. So that's our brain break, which is actually integrated into the classroom practices. We recommend 3 times a day. Students that are classrooms that have Mind Up woven into their day, they start their day with a brain break before they jump into their first lesson. Teachers love the one when they do the brain break after the lunch break, the lunch recess. You know how the kids come back in and they're all wound up for all their social activity and their physical movement, and it's hard to jump into that afternoon. section. They do a brain break for about a minute, 2 minutes, sometimes 3 minutes. And they find, and teachers find, that kids can shift more quickly into the lessons. So it's very effective timing. And then the third time is just bookending the day at the closure. So before they move and transition into the rest of their day, they do another brain break. And so when these practices, this brain break is done repeatedly every day, it builds the neuro pathway to come back to that place of awareness more quickly. Because neuroplasticity will tell us the more we do something, the more strengthened that neural connection will become. That's a wonderful tool because you know what's really great about stopping and focusing on your breath, Seth, is that you can do it anywhere, anytime, and it doesn't cost any money.
Right.
Anybody can do it.
It's a wonderful skill.
It's a fabulous tool.
It's a wonderful tool and skill to provide to our teachers to then hand off to the students in their classroom. I know I was recently talking with a high school counselor who was telling me that her students are beginning to recognize that they have an addiction to their phones and they're beginning to work on that. And certainly being able to take a brain break to come to your breath in the present moment and focus instead on your studies or on the person right in front of you is certainly a skill that I hope all generations continue to have.
Sure.
So I just wanted to say thank you so much and express my gratitude to you and to the Goldie Hawn Foundation and to MindUp for bringing this two-day conference to all of the teachers in the CMC district area at Mortgage Commons on September 20th and 21st. And Sandy, thank you again so much for your time and for bringing this wonderful curriculum to the Mountain Region.
Well, thank you so much, Seth. I'm very much looking forward to coming in with our team. And one thing I'd just like to add, too, although MindUp is a curriculum for students, teachers learn the skills as well. MindUp is for the teachers. I mean, I think most of us will speak to the fact that teachers are under increasing amounts of stress as well. So it has an impact. I think about our newest teachers that are just getting ready to launch their career and the fact that they can take this into their career for themselves, into the classrooms, and create what we call the optimistic classroom. So thank you so much for bringing this to new teachers going through their teacher education as well.
All right. Well, you're welcome, and we'll see you in September in Mortgage Commons. Thank you.
Great. Sounds wonderful. See you then.
Okay. All right. That was Sandy Connolly with the MindUp program. I also want to give a shout out to the Colorado Department of Higher Education. It is because of a generous grant from the state that we are able to offer this program for free to teachers throughout the CMC district. Also, I'd like to thank our local businesses, True Nature and Amore Realty, for providing the food, which will allow our teachers to stay well-fed during the conference. Back in studio, we've got Mr. Frank Martin on the guitar. How's it going, Frank?
Oh, it's going well. It's going well. It's been an exciting week.
It has been an exciting week. I understand you may have some news to report for our listeners up in Leadville.
That's right. And the reason why I know this is I get to build CMC's first ever athletics website.
Oh, okay.
And we actually have a cross-country team now. We have an alpine ski racing team up in Steamboat. Had that for a number of years. But this is the first racing schedule for the cross-country team. And there's the Leadville 10,000-foot invite.
Wow. 10,000 feet. Oh, that's their elevation, of course.
So there'll be a team from Colorado College there with 20 athletes. CMC will have six. Starts at like, 8, 9 in the morning.
These
are loop courses, 3K and 5K, which means they're going to be running like fast horses.
Wow.
It's going to be cool if you're up there.
Wow, at elevation.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll all be done by early afternoon. So get there in the morning.
Okay. So cross-country racing up in Leadville. Imagine that.
And when is that?
That is this weekend.
Wow.
August 31st.
It's going to be perfect.
I think it'll be beautiful weather. And that voice that you hear in studio as well, while it's the female voice, it's not Frank's. The female voice belongs to our own Dr. Heather Exby. Heather, how are you doing? You have been very busy up at Spring Valley this week.
Yes, I am so tired.
Well, welcome to the radio station.
It's great to be here, Seth and Frank.
And what is it that you've been up to this week? I understand that there was a ribbon cutting.
We had a great party. Yep. We had a great party yesterday. We dedicated two new buildings that the Board of Trustees funded, and we've opened a grand student center called the J. Robert Young Alpine Ascent Center. Bob Young and his Alpine Bank gave us the resources to be able to fund part of that building, and we are so honored to be able to name it after him, which was a great thing to do yesterday. And we dedicated those buildings. It was tremendous. We picked a beautiful day, and we had fabulous weather. They don't call me Heather Weather for nothing, I guess.
Very good, very good.
And a great party. We were able to show off some of the neat facilities that we have. The Ascent Center is open now and serving students because, as you well know, this was also our first week of class at CMC. Mm. So we had new students using new facilities along with the Board of Trustees and all our great community friends.
That's right. Similar to our Mortgage Commons conference space, the new Ascent, J. Robert Young Alpine Ascent Center has a conference space as well for people, for community members to use up at the Spring Valley. And then we also dedicated the Outdoor Leadership Center and Field House. Not open yet. We're still in hard hat tours. But can you tell people a little bit about what we're going to be seeing up there at that Leadership Center?
It's a stunning facility. We have two full-size basketball courts, a large double gymnasium, which is surrounded by a beautiful indoor running track. We have a 39-foot climbing wall. Beautiful. Absolutely stunning. With some bouldering there as well.
And it's a teaching wall as well. I believe there's it's for multi-pitch climbing.
There is.
So mountain rescue courses will be taught there. The woofer. The Wilderness First Responder course gets taught right there at that space.
Yeah, we're going to learn a lot about how we can really use that space to provide instruction for both our students and our community. It will be a great outreach. We have a fabulous weight room, our outdoor pursuits area, which is part of our Outdoor Leadership Center. We'll have a base for trekking and mountaineering, as well as all of the recreational outdoor activities that our students and our community want to engage in. So there'll be a gear library there, similar to what's happening in the Leadville area at CMC, for us to connect with our community. And then probably my favorite space is what we're calling the cardio balcony. So it's this gorgeous wall of windows that you sit your stationary bicycle or elliptical on, and you can just spend the entire afternoon trying to bike your way to Aspen on a stationary bike. Absolutely beautiful. I can see it being amazing. One of our construction managers likes to say it also overlooks our beautiful Gate soccer field. We think if you're a soccer parent, you'll want to get up there on one of those bicycles, and you can get exercise while your child's down there playing a game as well.
That's right. Community memberships are available online now.
They are right now.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, I know that we're all excited to see it open, and one of the first events that will be held in that space is the Common Reader in October. Is that right?
Yes. Are you familiar with the Common Reader process?
A little bit, but I bet you are more familiar than I am. Do you want to share?
So this is CMC's 12th year in providing a Common Reader, which is essentially a community book read. Mm. And we provide free copies of the book, which we select as a group, for the whole entire community, CMC across its entire district, all students, all faculty and staff. And then we partner with local libraries so that our community members can read with us. And one of the nicest and most amazing things is that we bring the author to the college. This year, the book, The Choice, Embrace the Possible, is authored by Edith Eva Eager, three E's. She's 91 years old and a survivor of Auschwitz, and she's coming with her vibrant, amazing, bubbly self to really talk about how someone gets past something so horrific like the Holocaust and finds a way to live their life with meaning and purpose and joy. She'll be with us, and she'll actually be the opening inaugural event that we hold in the Outdoor Leadership Center in Fieldhouse on October 9th.
Super exciting to hear that that'll be occurring. She sounds like an amazing individual. And I can't wait to, I know I now have my hands on the book because I was able to receive it in our office. Do you know how we get the book to other people?
We've distributed in a lot of different places. There's some books available at our public libraries. But if somebody is really interested and wants to get one of those, they just need to call us up at Spring Valley and we'll make sure they get a book.
Okay, great, great. And any other upcoming events that we want to share so that people can come up and start to see our new buildings on campus? I believe the Sopris Theater is starting their season.
Our lovely, time-honored theater will be opening a season this fall. They've got a new play. Let's see. Well, they've got a whole season of new plays. But this one is going to be their first play, which is the end of October, will be called, Hope and Gravity. It's I think it's a comedy about some folks that are stuck in a elevator.
Hope and Gravity. Wow, it sounds like my life. I've got both.
Don't we all? Don't break the law, the gravity law.
And I believe auditions have begun as well. I heard from one of our esteemed directors, Brad Moore, that auditions have begun. So if you are interested in community theater, certainly connect with the Sopris Theater Company.
And it's also important to know that while we have lots of classes going on for credit students, both the Carbondale campus and Spring Valley and Glenwood are also rich with non-credit offerings. So if people want to engage in anything from learning to play the guitar, looking at massage, wanting to learn to fly fish, lots of great culinary classes, as well as I just signed up for a stress reduction class, this MindUp article that you were just playing really has a lot of resonance for all of us. We're very concerned about how we help our students navigate the transition from high school to college, and the stresses that are incumbent with any kind of change can really affect people in significant ways. So what Goldie Hawn and her foundation are doing at the K-12 level, we'd love to see ways we can incorporate that into the higher ed level as well.
Oh, that's exciting. I know that, we are very much focused on mental fitness throughout the CMC district.
Yeah, it's a really important area for all of us, and I'm glad to see that we're looking at it from all different aspects. I think when we come together as a community to work on something as serious as the mental health of all of our community members, we really do benefit. It really does take a village.
Certainly does. And that village, of course, is a little bit bigger now up at the Spring Valley campus with the opening of those two, or at least of one building and the other to come in October. So it's very exciting to see that happening up there. And Heather, I'm trying to think if I had any other questions for you about the first week of school. Was it exciting to see all these students running around, or are you just kind of busy with the ribbon cutting and the Board of Trustees?
Well, what I loved about this week, as much as it was crazy and hectic, what we had is the Board of Trustees, who sometimes don't really get down into the minutiae of what we do every day, got to be right in the midst of that first opening week of school. So their meetings were happening in the same rooms right next door to classrooms that we had for our students to take economics or sustainability classes or English composition. So it created this wonderful synergy where our Board of Trustee members really got to see what we do in action, which is educating all those young and sometimes not so young people at our campus. It's one of the best jobs I've ever had, I have to say, working at Colorado Mountain College, being able to bring these amazing buildings on that at the end of the day, and probably at the beginning of the day, really serve our students and our community. We couldn't do it without any of those people.
Well, and of course, a special thanks again to J. Robert Young and Alpine Bank for helping us open up our new Ascent Center.
Yes. What a great honor for Bob.
Yeah, it was a pleasure to see so many of the Alpine Bank scholars up there with him. He supported 240.
Yes, he has been monumental in the way that he has seen our community, supported our community day in, day out, not just with big things, with small things every day.
Well, it's very exciting. Well, and that, unfortunately, is what's going to end up wrapping up this edition of CMC Community Stories. Once again, if you are a teacher in the CMC district, somewhere between Aspen, Breckenridge, Buena Vista, Carbondale, Dillon, Glenwood Springs, Leadville, Rifle, Spring Valley, Steamboat Springs, Vail Valley at Edwards, if you can hear my voice and you live in those areas and you are a teacher, come visit our website and join us for the Mind Up Conference September 20th and 21st. No cost to you because you're a teacher, and we want this to be as easy as possible. We'll even feed you. And again, special thanks to the Goldie Hawn Foundation for helping us make all of that possible, as well as the State of Colorado, Department of Higher Ed, True Nature Healing Arts, and Amore Realty of Carbondale. And of course, KDNK. And I should always remind you to call KDNK and renew your membership. It is the membership drive. So bring those dollars in and support these airways. Thank you very much. My name is Seth Goddard. This is CMC Community Stories.